Hello and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that offers realistic girlfriend support and problem solving for imperfect people like me. I'm Stephanie Laska, author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto. I lost 140 pounds by breaking all the rules and becoming a weight loss rebel.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, a professor of sociology, Stephanie's co-host, and her Dirty Lazy Girl partner in crime. Every week, we'll tackle a potential obstacle in your way with unconventional, dirty, or lazy problem-solving strategies. Let's get you started.
Stephanie, everyone makes a New Year's resolution about now. And the sad part is a lot of people don't ever achieve the resolution. I saw one study that said the average New Year's resolution lasts 8 days. I know. Isn't that sad? You go into the gym in January and it's packed. And then, of course, by February, they're all gone. But the good news is that you can have a New Year's resolution that you can achieve. It is possible. And research shows that it's the small goals, the ones that are easy to incorporate, are the ones that you tend to be successful at.
Huh. Well, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I hear that. I like small goals. So I'm with you on that one.
We like to set the bar low.
I set the bar low, Tamara. Yes. I mean, sometimes for me, I feel like a victim of the shoulda, coulda, woulda syndrome. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anyone else feels that way, where they catch themselves saying like, oh, I should do this, or oh, I could do that. And then I start thinking, what's really going on here? Why am I saying shoulda, coulda, woulda? Either I don't really care to change at all, because we all know that happens. We all pretend like, oh, I should eat more vegetables, or, you know, oh, I should spend less time on my phone. I don't know. We all say that, but then sometimes I'm just blowing smoke where I really don't want to change. And then sometimes I feel really intimidated by a task like, oh, I want to, you know, save more money for retirement or something boring like that. So for me, I like what you said about doing little changes, because if it's a smaller change, I'm much more likely to actually do it and stick with it. And it's less overwhelming. Baby steps are better, I think.
Yeah. It builds up your confidence too, you know? So today we're going to give you 10 changes you can make in 5 minutes or less that can make you feel happier and healthier. But first, a quick break, Stephanie.
Well, thank you, Tamara. I know a lot of our listeners know that I was able to lose 140 pounds by taking baby steps, kind of like what we're talking about in today's episode. But the trick was that I took all my baby steps in the same direction. So I've got a ton of helpful tips and tricks and recipes to help our listeners, to inspire them and motivate them for 2021. And this is the third cookbook in the Dirty Lazy Keto series. It's called the Dirty Lazy Keto No Time to Cook Cookbook. No time to cook. So every recipe can be made in 30 minutes or less. And you can order this on the website, dirtylazyketo.com/books, or on walmart.com, target.com, amazon.com, walmart.com, I think I said that one. But anywhere you like to shop for books. So the Dirty Lazy Keto, No Time to Cook Cookbook.
Thanks, Stephanie. That fits right in with our theme. Like, we don't have time to do resolutions either. Okay, so let's get started then with our 5 minute changes that are super easy to do.
I love this. They're fast. Like, anyone can do it, right? There's no excuse.
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
5 minutes. So the first one, get outside.
I can go outside. That's an easy change I can make.
It's super easy for 5 minutes. And it sounds simple, but we know going outdoors, it does change your mood. It boosts your mood. The fresh air feels good. You can even just set a timer and sit on your porch and listen to the birds for 5 minutes. And you would be amazed how much better you feel.
Lie to myself every day, Tamara, when I go out for a walk and I say, I'll only go for 5 minutes. I really do. I use this trick all the time just to get myself to exercise. I'll say, oh, I'll walk, you know, I'll just put on the clothes. I'll walk to the mailbox. I'll walk down the street 5 minutes and I can go home. But of course, you know, a lot of us end up spending more time outside after 5 minutes, but set the bar low.
I know.
Right?
I know. And those of us working from home, like when I'm teaching, I'll not realize I've been there for hours and I start feeling horrible and it catches up with you. So I'm going to try more just stopping, you know, in the middle of the workday and just go out and get some fresh air. Cause I think being indoors all day, especially now, is just, it's kind of gets to you.
It can. Cause I know over the summer I had a routine where I had my morning coffee outside in the backyard. And it was lovely. Like, I really started my day in a positive way. But now that it's freezing outside, I've stopped doing that. And I've gone back to like being a little grump on the couch with my coffee. So I'm going to definitely try this too and force myself to go out, even if it's.
Yeah. Good idea. Okay. Let's do it. All right. What's number two? Drink a cup of tea. Well, it could be any beverage.
So what's that going to do for us? Like, what are we trying to achieve by having a cup of tea?
Yeah, well, I should say qualify that by saying don't drink a cup of tea while checking your phone, while watching the news and doing your work. just the drink.
Just the cup of tea. So a relaxing cup of tea or a
yes. exciting anything cup of tea? That's relaxing. Yeah, like whatever makes you feel good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was trying to think of what my favorite tea. I like peach tea.
The fruity tea?
Teas. Yeah, okay. I love fruity teas. Yeah, weirdly.
You know what my favorite tea is? It's called Sugar Cookie, and it's by Celestial Seasonings. Oh, my goodness. It tastes so sugary. And I always add more because I like sweet. But I add a little Splenda. But it's heavenly, Tamara. It really makes me feel relaxed.
See, then that's the one you should get. Yeah. And if you don't like tea, have a cup of coffee or a Gatorade-free whatever.
But your point is you're trying to help people make a 5-minute habit that's more relaxing and nourishing to their body, right?
And hydrating.
It's not like food or gambling or something.
Yes. And we talk about getting our hydration. So this one is to stop and get hydrated, but then use that time while you're drinking to just decompress, relax. Tea tends to do that. But again, if you don't like tea, just anything that gets you to stop.
Yeah.
And sip and breathe.
Kind of like what you're saying about going outside. I mean, you're really trying to, in a quick 5-minute fix, change your whole mindset. And I love it. And it's simple and it's inexpensive. And
it's a good alternative if it's too cold to go outside.
Well, that too.
Or maybe you can do both. Drink your tea outside.
You could do it all. Well, number three is kind of, I heard this tip a long time ago where it said, like, you know, a lot of us in the new year, we always say, oh, I want to be clean. I want to be organized. I want to have a perfect house or a better organized kitchen. So for me, that's so overwhelming, Tamara. I can't take on a giant project like that. But your suggestion here is much smaller and doable.
Yeah. A power tidy.
Power tidy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The power tidy. What are you doing in the power tidy, Tamara?
You know, you just tackle one area that's bothering you for 5 minutes. Don't know more than that. Like for me, it would be my workplace. Start there so I feel better. And You would be amazed what you can get done in 5 minutes. Like it can look pretty good. I mean, it won't be deep cleaned, but you feel better. I do. I like to feel organized. So 5 minutes isn't much.
Yeah. You know what? It's funny you're talking about this. I shared a story in the No Time to Cook cookbook. This just came back to me, where I talk about when I was a teacher, I used to be a public school teacher 100 years ago, and I would put on certain songs, to have the kids do transition times. They were elementary students, obviously. But just a song that lasted a few minutes, like you said, under 5 minutes, and then the whole classroom would start doing a certain transition or an activity. It's amazing what you can get done in that short amount of time.
You totally can.
Yeah.
You totally can. So try that. Yeah, don't go for the clean out your entire garage. Yeah.
My daughter does that. She's like, Mom, on Saturday, let's clean the entire garage. And I'm like, no, that sounds like the worst day of my life. Yeah. But she's like, our garage is disgusting. I say, I know, but why don't you go outside and spend 5 minutes per Tamara?
Yeah.
And then dent in one corner or one shelf.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes you feel more productive, right?
Yes. Do one shelf and then next week do another one.
That's it.
And you will accomplish it.
It adds up fast.
And I think you could do a power 5 minutes, actually, now that I think of it, on anything, not just cleaning. I use it on cleaning, but maybe it's tackling the 4,000 emails you haven't answered. Just the 5-minute
strategy, Tamara, that you're coming up with today is, and we're going through all sorts of different areas where our listeners can apply it because it makes sense. Once you hear it kind of, you know, at first you're like, oh, really? 5 minutes. But once you hear us kind of dive into it a little bit, you can see why it's so effective.
Yeah. So any area, let's do it.
What's number four?
Gratitude. Find a way.
Gratitude.
I'm terrible at this one, but find a way to just spend 5 minutes. I think maybe I can do it if I say it's only 5 minutes, and actually it could be less than 5 minutes. Just say, I'm going to think of or write down 10 things I'm grateful for or 5 things I'm grateful for and just do it real quick.
It has a good benefit, right? I mean, we're not just saying, hey, do this for no reason. But he's shown that when you show appreciation for other people and for good parts of your life, you just yeah. feel differently. It takes the focus off yourself.
It does. It does. It puts you in a much better frame.
Mm-hmm. Holidays, I'm bad. I have a friend who texted like all of her friends saying how much she appreciated them. I don't know. Aww. We talked about this, I think, in the past, but it made such an impact on me. Just yeah. getting her little text saying how much our friendship means to her. Really a nice thing to do.
Yeah. And if you don't like writing it down, you know, just say it out loud, three things, or I don't know, find a way to do it.
It's a quick fix yeah. and it's a yeah. boost to your morale. And you don't have to like take on a gratitude journal for the whole year. I think yeah. that's the key, is like down to just a 5-minute gratitude exercise.
Yeah.
All of these examples are wonderful.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Well, number five is also an easy one. And it doesn't even have to be 5 minutes either, which is breathing. Just focus on your breath for five
breathing
minutes.
For 5 minutes.
I know.
Like meditation. People... Everyone always says, oh, in the new year, we should meditate. That will never meditate. That's so boring no. to me. But you should hear this. I think I could do. So tell me more.
It's 5 minutes. I'll give you an easy one. And okay. It's called box breathing. And you can hold, you breathe in for 4 seconds.
Okay.
And then you hold the in breath for 4 seconds. Then you breathe it out for 4 seconds and then hold the exhale for 4 seconds. And then you just keep repeating that in for 4 seconds, hold it 4 seconds out and then hold it. Or you can, and sometimes you can do it longer, like 6 seconds or whatever, but you do each of it six, like a box. So okay. it's just a simple, easy thing. And it, what it does is it's designed
it took
to get
you a minute to catch on to the box thing. So you're, yeah. So you're saying yeah. that like having the yeah. equal amount of like intake, outtake.
Yeah. And holding it.
Okay, it took me yeah. a minute to get there.
Yeah. Well, you know what it does? It's the trick is it makes you focus on your breathing.
Okay.
So you're thinking, oh, wait, did I hold it 4 counts? And did I do it right? And that's what you want. You want to focus on your breathing, because then what you don't focus on is your anxiety, your fears.
Yeah, you're not thinking about your to-do list. You're not like worried, oh my gosh, I'm going to be meditating for a half an hour because yeah. that's what my New Year's resolution was. This is much yeah. easier. You're just focusing yeah. on the 4, 4, 4.
And just do that. And then if your mind starts wandering, just go back to counting the little box breathing. Mm-hmm. And because what the idea of meditating, it's not, you know, because your mind will wander, especially, but for 5 minutes, no, it's a lot
five
easier.
Minutes is doable. I can do 5 yeah. minutes. It might even help me fall asleep at night, or if I wake yeah. up in the early morning and I can't sleep, yeah. that could help me kind of relax and get centered.
Yeah. Yeah. And it'll get you to tune in with your body, and you know, you'll start, oh, wow, I'm dehydrated, or I've got a neck ache. And those are the things that you need to pay attention to. Like, what is your body doing? Well, the breathing will put you in your body.
Okay.
Instead of in
You're
your head.
You're so woo-woo, Tamara.
I know.
Tamara, you are my woo-woo-est friend. And yes. I just love it. Because I don't think these things. I honestly, when I think about New Year's yeah. resolutions, my brain immediately goes to what I can accomplish. Like
yeah.
big, huge things. Like, you know, I want to do yeah. a video every week on YouTube. I want to yeah. write more blog articles. Like I start thinking about books and productivity, yeah. but I'm not thinking, hey, Stephanie, 5 minutes a day, maybe focus just on breathing or writing down things I'm thankful for, or yeah. cleaning my kitchen for 5 minutes. Like these yeah. are things that are going to make me feel good about myself and actually proud that I'm making progress, not defeated so quickly if I don't maybe measure up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it also, I think what we underestimate is that small changes have big impact. We don't realize that. Like you get in that thinking like where you have to accomplish these, what sounds like these giant goals. Mm-hmm. But honestly, you know, just taking time to breathe, even if you did it once or twice a week, that's actually something to be really proud of, because you'll feel the difference, even that little tiny amount.
Amen to that. I think at the beginning of the summer, I shared once on our podcast about how I set, I should whisper on our Alexa, because if I say it too loud, she'll hear me. But on our Alexa, I set a notification twice a day where yeah. she says to do push-ups, and she says yeah. it wrong. She goes, do push-ups. But you know what? Twice a day, we hear that as a family. And I'll be honest, there's a lot of days where no one does the push-ups. We all just ignore Alexa and like look yeah. around, but there's a lot of days we do the yeah. push-ups, and then we feel good about ourselves. And yeah. then at the end of the week, those add up. So if I do 10 on Monday and none on Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, but then I do 10 Friday, Saturday, Sunday, suddenly I'm doing 50 push-ups a week.
Yes, I do.
So I kind of jumped the gun a little bit, Tamara, for number six.
You did.
Power moves. I was thinking already about power yeah. moves. Guys, doesn't have to be like join a gym, run a yeah. marathon. you know, do a boot camp. It can be as simple as small 5-minute changes, just like I described.
I know. Cause you know, my big one, I brought in my exercise bike during, you know, cause we're in lockdown. And I was like, I'm gonna ride it an hour a day during my favorite show. And that lasted 2 days.
Yep.
You know, I should have started small, like 5 minutes, one commercial, commercial between
binge watching.
Yeah.
Like no, the transition, right? You know what I mean? Like the credits. If you're binge watching a show, let's not all act like we don't do that. I'm being honest. I'm the only one here admitting to the binge watching. But yeah, like what if you just did the bike riding for 5 minutes in between every show that you binge watch? Guess what? You'd probably, I mean, I shouldn't say you, but for me, that would add up because I tend to binge watch some TV shows sometimes.
It would add up. And it doesn't,
for me, that would add up to a lot of minutes.
Yeah. And it doesn't feel like overwhelming and horrible. Like, I'm going to be all sweaty and it's going to be tiring. And, you know, it's not like
you have to put on your sports bra or lace up your shoes. You know what I mean?
No way.
Yeah. These are really good tricks.
Yeah. And you can do, and if you don't like, you know, riding your stationary bike, you can do just a couple yoga poses. Just do your favorite. That's the thing, you know, the same with yoga. I'm like, I don't want to get out my mat.
It seems like, you know,
I know. Instead, I could at any time just do a couple of my favorite poses.
You could
just while watching TV. Yeah.
While breathing and texting your gratitude and cleaning. But this is a real thing. Like, I know I'm kind of getting fired up here, but this is the dirty, lazy method, people. This is why New Year's resolutions last, like you said, 8 minutes or 8 days or 8 weeks. It's because people
8 seconds.
8 seconds. It's because they're not thinking small enough. I really think you have to do it a dirty, lazy way to the core, set the bar low, like you said, and it's much more doable.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, you know, like you said, don't do a whole boot count workup. Just do one part of like 30 jumping jacks.
That's it.
That's
in between binge watching.
Make it fun. I don't know. But yeah, smaller is better, especially smaller with exercise.
Too about healthy eating. I know that's our number 7. Mm-hmm. I think healthy eating, people turn that also into an all or nothing activity where they imagine, I have to be perfect. I have to, you know, cut calories. I have to cut all this and cut all that.
Yeah.
I totally disagree. I think smaller is better. Is starting off with a New Year's goal, like bringing a healthy snack whenever you leave the house. That can be the goal for the New Year's resolution, not lose 10, 20, 50 pounds. Start small and specific, and it's much more likely it will actually happen.
I agree. And I've done this mistake before too. Like, I'm like, I'm going to go down to 10 carbs a day.
I'm going to be vegan.
I was vegan a couple times.
I'm cutting out everything.
Yeah.
Like, Tamara, come back to the light.
I know. And if, you know, what have been a bet, and what's helped me stick with it more in, you know, in other tries better is by just, instead of going down to 10 carbs a day, just say, I'm cutting out one carby thing.
There you go.
No white bread. No white bread the first week.
Just the white bread. Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe I'm still having things I shouldn't, like rice or whatever, but just start one thing. You don't have to cut out every single carb right away for me. That works a little bit better.
I love how you said that. Because like you said, it's making small changes that are more meaningful and more manageable. And I know, Tamara, you would never go down to 10 carbs a day because that would mean you're not eating your fruits and vegetables.
No,
and I know that I you couldn't. Love those. So listeners, please don't write in all concerned about Tamara going on a egg fast.
I don't.
She's not doing that. That was more of an expression. She was being
that would last. The point is that I failed when I try to do that for good
and
reason.
That's not healthy. We don't want any of our listeners.
No. In fact, what we're saying is to try a smaller change rather than some huge, I'm going to go, you know, this tiny amount of carbs.
No, that's
just
not
cut out one or two things at first.
At first. I love that.
And then you can cut out more if that's successful. Just build your successes 5 minutes at a time.
5 minutes, people. So we're going to move on to number 8. We know that being social is also part of some of our New Year's resolutions, especially those of us who have felt really trapped and isolated.
Yeah.
I know a lot of our listeners have written to me that they live alone or they're working from home and they just really miss people and they're lonely sometimes. And that can be part of our issues. So what could those listeners do as far as a New Year's resolution that's in 5 minutes?
Well, you know, that's another one of the problems where you think to be social, it's going to take a bunch of time. And especially if you're an introvert, you're like, oh my gosh, I don't have the energy to make an hour long phone call. I'm like, don't make it an hour long phone call. Literally make it 5 minutes, and you can set a timer. You can even say to the person, I've got 5 minutes. I have to go in 5 minutes, but I just want to say, hi, I miss you. And what are you up to in 5 minutes?
I really like that with relatives. Cause you know, sometimes we all are afraid. Let's be honest. I'm going to be the one saying what no one wants to say, but sometimes when we call our relatives, we're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be on the phone forever. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So yes. I like your strategy about setting it up front saying, hey, I've got 5 minutes. I know it's not much time, but I really wanted to call and check in with you and see how you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Just tell them, Yulia, or have an excuse, you know, like, oh,
my husband will be like, my phone's running out of batteries. I have a few minutes.
Yeah. No, what? Why not?
It's so funny when he says it. Cause I'm like, not? I have more battery. He's like, no, I don't. Shh. That's so bad.
Cause I think that's the big thing I struggle with is I have really talkative friends and I'm talkative. This gives it boundaries.
Well, it doesn't take up your whole day. You can't spend up the whole day just chatting with Stephanie. We know. That's why Tamara says, I'm sorry, Stephanie, the podcast is over now. And I'm like, no, chat. But this is a good 5 minute strategy. With my family, about a year ago, we started a group text strand. Like we started a group on text where all of us are included, the grandparents, my husband and I, our kids, all the nieces and nephews, we're all in a group chat. And whenever anything kind of fun or interesting is happening, we just text a picture and a couple words like, oh, first day of school, or, oh, look at the dog has broke her foot and has a cast on, or which happened, or, oh, look, we're out to eat and look what we're having, you know, just to check in. And it makes us feel really connected for, like you said, less than 5 minutes. It's easy to text to each other.
Yeah. We text memes. We see a funny meme. I have, my sisters and my nieces, we all text funny memes, and it's great. Cause there's no commitment.
You just like that.
Throw a meme and you can comment on it or not. It's great.
There is a little bit of pressure. My husband always says there's certain people in our group who don't respond. And I'm like, why aren't they responding? And they, nothing new is happening. Well, actually that's what I think is interesting. Like I like to see where people work or their commute you know, they're on a walk with their dog and what the weather's like where they live. I like the mundane, just everyday what's going on. But your meme is maybe better because then there's no pressure.
Either one. I mean, just find one that works for you. If texting memes works for you, because that's like 2 seconds or one text or a little phone conversation, whatever, just make a point, whatever you do.
The point is it's a quick check-in, right? You're being make social. It easy. You're not like committing to a whole long lunch or afternoon.
No.
So that's really sneaky. Good one.
Yeah. The 9th 5 minute strategy is I have here as eat with feeling.
This sounds very interesting and I cannot wait to learn more about eat with feeling. So
well,
please tell me more.
Okay. So you're already eating, but I'm just saying,
okay,
slow it down and you don't even have to do the whole meal just for 5 minutes. Okay. Eat really slow and concentrate on everything about it. How does it smell? How does it look? How does it taste? And how you're enjoying and really enjoying every aspect of the meal. This I've heard.
You've been trying to get me to do this for like,
I know,
years.
I'm need
thinking
to
back
do this.
To like episode 2 of like season 1. I mean, we're talking like back in the diggity. Yeah. You've been.
Yeah.
And this is a good strategy.
Well, you know, the thing is, I rush, I eat and I don't even enjoying it. Sometimes I'm eating either. Food. Yeah.
I don't even notice I've eaten it and then it's gone and I'm sad.
I know.
It happens, so, right? Am I the only one? Like I literally finish like especially something sweet or like a dessert and I'm like depressed.
Yeah.
When it's over, I'm like, I don't know where it went. I was watching TV and suddenly my food is missing.
Yeah. And that's the thing too. And especially if you're, you know, cutting out carbs or whatever and you're struggling, well, concentrate on enjoying it. You can, there are things that are really yummy on this, especially Dirty Lazy Keto. But like you said, we're in a rush or we're multitasking. So I say, turn off the TV for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, don't check your phone and sit there and just make the meal your total focus. Try it.
Yeah, I think I can do this for 5 minutes. So I'm going to take your challenge.
Okay.
And I'm going to report back because this is something I can do. I think in the past when you discussed this idea, I felt maybe I, you know what? I probably felt overwhelmed by it. Like I can't do that. And so for me, I just pushed back altogether and didn't even try. But now that you're presenting it in a way where it's 5 minutes, that I can do. Yeah.
Cause I've tried it, but honestly, I don't last more than 5 minutes. I
go
right back to my
own. And then you feel bad about yourself. You're like, dang it. I already screwed up. Like if that was your New Year's resolution is to slow down with eating and take put the fork down in between bites. Like I wouldn't honestly through one meal.
But no, but five minutes
that I could do.
Yeah. It's supposed to make you more in touch with your fullness, mm-hmm. you know, and yeah. And your hunger. So we'll see.
People, like who came up with that? Like who's the guy or gal? Like who identified this strategy for fullness? Cause honestly, sometimes I can eat so much food and I don't feel full. Like it's just like something's wrong with me. I don't have an off switch, you know, physically. I just don't. That's why I eat all vegetables. It like forces me to shut down.
Yeah.
But maybe if I eat with more feeling, maybe that will, I'll be more in touch, like you said, and satisfied. So
yeah,
I'm going to give that a try.
Yeah.
I'm going to be open-minded.
Yeah. And if it doesn't work, we got 9 other strategies.
And I'll go back to like texting people my gratitude.
Exactly. Okay. What's our last, last one.
Well, I know a lot of people with their New Year's resolutions, they're thinking about money and finances. I think that is often an area we could all use improvement on. And my suggestion to helping our listeners mind their money rather than like save for a huge trip or, you know, save more retirement, something that's overwhelming and maybe too big. My suggestion is just to organize your money and in your wallet, organize the cash by denomination and faces and put them in order. So you have like your 20s, your 10s, your 5s, your 1s. I know this sounds stupid, Tamara, but once I started doing that and with my receipts and putting my money in order, I felt more in control of my money. I felt more responsible. I started saving a little bit more and I was less likely to spend because I knew how much I had. I know, I mean, it just is such a silly trick, but for me, it helped.
It's mindfulness for money. I need this because sometimes I'll have like 3 20s and then the next day I'm like, where'd it go?
Yeah, where did it go? I don't have any money today.
What did I do? And it's in what? It's in a pocket here or a compartment there. And I'm and I do feel, So I love this.
It's the same thing with like, you know, it's just like eating healthy. It's all these things go together. Once you become more mindful, like you said, and just more conscientious and a little bit more observant, you immediately, your mind just pays more attention and you know, it's like that magnetic thing. I don't know how to explain it, but just thinking about it in a small way, it helps you make progress.
Yeah. I think what I do is I get when I'm in like line at a store and I don't want to hold the line up and sit there like and neatly arrange my money. So I rush out and just throw it in. But I really need to either take time or go to into my car and make it neat. Cause then it's
or it could be like a different pocket in your wallet. Like it doesn't have to be, you know what I mean? You can take your receipts and put them in a certain space. It does make a difference. I think, well, for me anyway.
Yeah, no, I love this idea. And I think you can apply it. That comes back to the tidy, the power tidy. Like you can just tidy your wallet.
Tidy your purse.
Yeah, or your purse. Yeah, and you do feel, you know, more in charge. Well, listeners, we're curious to hear what 5-minute changes you suggest. Tell us your story by emailing Stephanie at DirtyLazyKeto.com or via Facebook or Instagram at DirtyLazyKeto. Before we get to our final hacks, let's take one last break.
Well, for all of our listeners who are looking to eat healthy and cook more in the new year, I want you to look no further, set the bar low, and just tell yourself, hey, maybe I'll just start making one new recipe a week, or I'll cook at home once a week. I don't think it has to be an all or nothing. I think losing weight and getting, you know, healthier and eating more vegetables, it can be done slowly. It doesn't have to be ripping the Band-Aid off where it's like dreadful or painful. It can be actually fun and enjoyable. So I want you to check out the Dirty Lazy Keto No Time to Cook cookbook. It's 100 brand new recipes. This is a new cookbook. It's actually the third in a series of cookbooks with more to come. And I want to help people stay motivated and excited about healthy eating. So 30 minutes in and out, including prep time. You can order your copy today at dirtylazyketo.com/book.
Great. Thanks, Stephanie. Okay, so let's wrap up today's episode with our final hacks, and I'll go first. I think you should dedicate 5 minutes in the morning to put on sunscreen every day. And the reason I'm saying that is because it prevents skin cancer, for one, so it's hugely important. But also, if you ask any dermatologist, it is the number one best anti-aging thing you could do because the sun really ages us. And it's not too late. If you're like me in your middle years, it's like, you still can preserve your skin and keep it nice and from aging as fast if you do that. And I just found that, like, I just have to share this little product, and I don't get any sponsorship from this product, but I just love it. I found it's called Koola, C-O-O-L-A, and you put your makeup on and it sets your makeup. You just spray it on and it keeps your makeup from smudging, but also has an SPSF of 30. So you got to get this. And then you're protected, you know, during the day from the sun.
I just like the name. Spluta?
Koola.
Koola?
It's
I'm going to have to get that.
I know.
Because I do use a makeup setter. So I could totally transition to that quite easily.
Yeah. It combines both. And it smells really nice. And it's not sticky and gross. Like, sunscreen feels icky. Not this one.
Well, that's a good get healthy hack. I like that.
Yes.
Well, mine is kind of maybe more woo-woo of a hack, which is not like me. But my hack for our listeners is to just take a tiny bit of action. I know for me, I get a lot of anxiety sometimes when I think about taking on a big project or a big goal, and I immediately want to start like overthinking it and mind mapping it and, you know, just getting all psycho type A. So for me, when I hear myself starting to go down that path where I'm starting the shoulda, coulda, woulda and mind mapping and overthinking, I just stop and take a tiny bit of action. And even the smallest bit of action for me makes the anxiety and the stress decrease dramatically. Like, for example, just over the last few weeks, I've had some traveling and I was out of sorts. And I started to kind of feel bad that I hadn't been like running. I'd been doing other exercise, but I hadn't been doing running. So instead of like sitting down, which I started to do, like, oh, I should sign up for this and I should do that and the schedule. And I started to get all crazy. And then I'm like, hold on. I don't need to do all that. Let's just take a little bit of action. And I happened to be out walking my dog at the time. So I just started running just right then and there. Stop thinking about it. I didn't overthink it. I just ran from here to the stop sign. And then we walked a little more and then I ran a little more. And so I've been doing that since I've been back. And for me, that is dramatically helped my anxiety about taking on a big challenge for 2021. So I hope that maybe that will help our listeners as well. Just do a tiny bit of action and don't overthink it.
I love that. I need to do that because I've been stressing about running too. So I'm going to just run the next time. I know. I'm going to do that. So what's the bigger message? Well, we want you to set and achieve your New Year's goals. And we're not saying that you shouldn't aim high, but you should also think about aiming low, setting the bar low. Why? Because small changes are easier. They build confidence and they work. Research show that you will stick with them if you choose a smaller goal.
It's the truth. Well, listeners, if you're enjoying the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast, we hope that you will show your support by leaving a review. And here's how. On your iPhone, select purple icon, use the search tool and type in Dirty Lazy Girl. Click on the thumbnail to open it up. Scroll down until you see ratings and reviews. Click on the stars and select 5 stars. Scroll down and select leave a review, type in your review and hit okay. And of course, if you are on YouTube, you can just like, make a comment and then subscribe to the channel.
Hey, Stephanie, we have an Apple podcast review. She's Yay! New to DLK. I'll read it. She has a question too.
Oh, good.
So you can answer her question. She says, I just got done listening to the episode about the green bean casserole and I'm so excited to make this one for me and my sister. And make the traditional one for the rest of the family. My question for you today is, can I make this the night before and put it all together except for the cooking?
Well, we are so thankful that she listened to that fun episode. That was when you and I were in the kitchen, right, Tamara? Mm-hmm. I were cooking that together. Well, I feel like you probably already made this, our listener who wrote this. Because it's been a couple of weeks since the holidays, but just in case you wanted to make it again, yes, you can make it ahead of time and put it in the fridge because it's basically already cooked, right? You're making steamed green beans and then you're making like kind of a fun little cream sauce with mushrooms and tossing it all together and putting it in the oven is just heating it up essentially because it's already cooked.
Yeah. So that makes it even easier.
I love it. And you know what, Tamara? I made it again on Sunday all for myself.
It's yummy.
I ate it all in 2 days.
It's great.
Well, have a good week, listeners.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please tell a friend. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts.
For more information about what we talked about today, or just to get in touch, visit DirtyLazyKeto.com. See you next week.